This is Caps This Morning with John Walton and Ben Raby on Caps Radio 24/7.
It's the Capitals and the Sabres tonight here in downtown Buffalo. The latest look at the Eastern Conference playoff chase, and Joe Beninati joins us with 2 weeks to go in the regular season. Good morning, everybody. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd. Welcome to Caps This Morning here on Caps Radio 24/7. The push for the playoffs continues tonight here in Buffalo as the Caps take on the Sabres. And here to talk with us this morning about Charlie Lindgren, dueling 1,000 games played for John Carlson and TJ Oshie, and the road ahead over the final 14 days of the regular season. Here now my chat about all that and more with Joe Beninati. Well, Joe, thanks for joining us here this morning. This is a lot of fun. 2 weeks to go. The Capitals here in Buffalo taking on the Sabres. And lo and behold, inside the top eight, which I don't think we could have predicted maybe even 3 weeks ago. But here we are, the push for the playoffs.
It's all you can ask, right? It's to make it interesting down the stretch. And these guys have done it. And every time I want to, what's that expression, stick a fork in them, they prove wrong. They prove a lot of the doubters wrong, and that leads me to believe that there's a really good message going throughout the room, and it starts at the top. It starts with the coaches. I think all season long they've been able to get their message through to the players. They revamped what they needed to revamp in January and February. Everybody's bought in, and now they're seeing the fruits of all that hard work. And when they can push themselves the way they have, up the leaderboard the way they have in the Eastern Conference, and with respect to the Metro and with respect to the chase for a wild card berth, it's easy to sell that message. And now you got to step on it, because this schedule is still, they're not out of the woods yet by any stretch, but we're all feeling better about their chances.
Thinking about what we know about this team and the MVP on it, Charlie Lindgren has meant everything, especially in the second half of the season. But to me, it's been kind of fun seeing the national people start to pick up this narrative a little bit. Pierre LeBrun writing a nice piece for The Athletic just yesterday on what Charlie has done here. And everybody asking the question, how are the Capitals in this position? Because everybody talks about the goal differential and all different things happening. Obviously, Charlie is a huge, huge piece of what's happening here.
So the goal differential thing becomes simple math. It's the Caps are winning a lot of tight games, and when they don't win, they get beat badly. And they win those tight games because Charlie gives them a chance every night to do so. On those rare instances when they do get beat big, and Charlie has been beaten big. He's given up 7. He's given up 8 in games this season. You know, those are the outliers, I would hope. For Charlie's sake, just dramatically, the way he's taken the job and run with it and earned everybody's trust. He's a great person off the ice. We know that. I wish all Caps fans could get to know Charlie. He's that good of a guy. He's that cooperative with us. And he's easy to root for. He's easy to get your arms around. And he's a damn good goalie, too, which also doesn't hurt. Especially, I think, early in games, if the Caps get off to a sleepy start, Chucky's been there to bail them out. And knowing that as a player, as a forward, as a defenseman, when you know you have that in the goal crease, you puff your chest out and you know, hey, we'll get it back. He'll cover our butts. We'll get it back for him. Let's do that. And it's been a pleasure to watch. He's been, at times, unbelievable. And at most of the times, he gives you the solid, under control, calming influence that every number one goaltender needs.
There are 13 guys that have worn the Capitals uniform on the date that they play in their 1,000th game. I think you've been around for all but one of them, Dale Hunter in 93, and then everybody else that came after, I think you're good with. How fun is it to see two guys, two American hockey heroes, do this within just weeks apart? TJ Oshie in Vancouver this past month, and now John Carlson this past weekend. Both of these guys different in how they are made up, but they all kind of have the same pedigree, and to be able to do this in a Caps uniform, to me, has just been extraordinary to watch here these last couple of weeks.
It's fantastic for the fans. It's wonderful for you and me as broadcasters to be as close as we are to these guys, to see their successes. And things changed, obviously, in 2018 when we could brand them as Stanley Cup champions. They all carry themselves a little bit differently. But we've been spoiled. When you think about what's occurred since, let's just start it with the Ovechkin era. We've been spoiled, downright spoiled by the achievements of the players individually. And then as a collective, with that Stanley Cup run. But individually, to see them amass the goal totals that they get, the individual awards that they pick up, the milestones that they cross, and to have it happen for Ocean, for Carly, within a matter of weeks is fabulous. It's great for the fans. They can obviously relate to these players because they've seen them for so long. And in John's case, obviously all of his career, TJ now more than half of his career as a Capital, more so than a St. Louis Blue, you can feel the outpouring of warmth and affection that the fans have for these guys. When we have these certain on-ice functions that I've been really fortunate enough to host, I can feel it. You can really feel 18,000 people saying thank you to those players and their families. And we need to do that because obviously there's a lot of sacrifice involved. And John and TJ are dads and fathers and husbands and such. And there's a great deal of sacrifice within the family. And then to have them all celebrate with their moms and dads and loved ones is awesome.
Capitals enter the final 2 weeks of the season in a position here that has them just inside the postseason. This is not 2 years ago where Washington needed 100 points just to get in. This is going to be a much lower number. I don't know if it's 91, 92. What do you think the Capitals need to do here in the last 2 weeks of the season to make sure there's postseason play around here?
I'd like to think it's more than break even. I think it's, I'm going to start doing, I like it when the math gets a little bit more simple. I'm the one who always looks at the schedule and says, geez, that's a tough one. I don't sit there and go 2 plus 2 plus 2, but to me, it feels like you're going to need that low 90s. So however, which way you get there, I know you don't like to lose to the Boston Bruins, but you got that slimy point, which is great when it works for Washington. It's horrible when it works for somebody else. I'm not sure that I've never been in love with the quote unquote loser point. But if they help the Caps push through, then great. It's going to be low 90s. It's not going to be easy. It's twice against Buffalo. And I don't know what it is about Buffalo, but every time the Caps play Buffalo, the game goes to overtime. Every time. So you got to see them twice, and it's in their barn, and they don't have much to play for. They're fast and loose. They're young and exciting to begin with. Those are tough games. Yeah. I can't sit there and go, oh, that's 2 wins. I'd like to, but I can't tell you that it's automatic. There are no automatics here, but I really like the way the group has come together. They're fighting, they're battling, and they give us things that are exciting to talk about each and every night. For what you and I do for work, it's awesome, and for what the fans do from an entertainment value standpoint, they've been entertaining. We thought they were left behind, coming out of a new year where things were spiraling the wrong way. They've made this very, very interesting when we didn't think it was going to happen.
So the dynamic, and I talked with John Carlson about this yesterday, you've got the veterans who are doing a lot of the leadership and saying, hey, we've been here, we know how this goes. But to me, watching the young players on this team, the McMichaels, LaPierres, the Marochnichenkos, the guys who have not done this before, learning from the guys, and there are only five left now who won in 2018, but of those who know how to get to the postseason, watching them ramp their game up has been very exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's a point that we've been making on the TV side too. I know you've been doing it on the radio side, that this is going to empower these young players for the future. And this is what you're hoping for. This is experience that's coming to them now where, positively or negatively, you get in or you don't get in, you feel great about the way that you bounce back, or it'll be a burr under your saddle for next fall when you start training camp that this doesn't happen again. And those young guys are appreciating it. I'm sure they're acting as sponges. They're absorbing all of this. And oh, by the way, they're a vital part of it. They're contributing. To see McMichael and LaPierre doing what they're doing, Marochnichenko growing by leaps and bounds, everything around him is so brand new, but you see why the organization is excited about these younger players. I think it's a great learning experience, positively or negatively. I'm hoping it's positive and that they advance through into the playoffs, and then there's a whole nother world of experiences for them to enjoy. But this is coming now at a point where they can see how the veterans react, how the coaching staff reacts to all of this, how we as media and we as fans react to what's going on. And it's just, again, everything for their notebook for the future to make them that much better players for the organization as time moves along.
Well, Joe, here's hoping the Capitals find their footing here in Buffalo for this one tonight. Thanks for joining us.
Let's go get some wings.
Always good to hear from Joe B as we take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard from last night. A little help but not a lot. The Detroit Red Wings doubled up the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-2 at Amalie Arena in Tampa, while the Philadelphia Flyers picked up a point in a 4-3 overtime loss to the New York Islanders. So Philly is back in third place this morning with 83 points. That is one more than Washington, who falls back into the second wild card. The Capitals are still on the inside of the playoff picture by percentage points. Detroit also with 82, but only 7 games to play. The Caps still have 9 to go, including tonight's game here in Western New York. It's the Capitals and the Buffalo Sabres tonight at 7 Eastern, 6:45 airtime on 106.7 The Fan, and always right here on Caps Radio 24/7. Heard for free at CapsRadio247.com. Have a great game day Tuesday, everybody.
For the latest on the Capitals and hockey news around the clock,
let's go Caps!
Tune in to Caps Radio 24/7. Listen online via the Capitals mobile app at CapsRadio247.com,
or ask Alexa
to play Caps Radio 24/7 on TuneIn.